after the way you guys fought the way you did?
Yeah, it's just like I said, it was another game where we fought really hard and came just a little bit short. And like I said before, they hurt really bad. And you know, I want it so bad for these guys in the locker room. And I told Hawk and Joe Thomas and guys like that you know, I told them I'm giving them everything I have every time because I want it for them so bad and they deserve it, as do the rest of the guys on the team. You know, we put in so much work and we work so hard and you know, we come so close and we just got to learn to finish. And you know, that's on me and that's on, you know, just us as a team, just being able to finish when it gets down to the end and being able to be more consistent throughout the entire game.
Cody, you took a lot of really hard hits in this game. How hard was it to keep getting up?
Yeah, it was a lot of hits, and you know, but that's football. It's a violent game, and you know, some of them hurt, but you know, I just, like I told you earlier in the week about my brother, and you know, he's fighting through it. He's fighting through, and I told him, and if unless they force me to stay out like they did last week, I'm not coming out. You know, and it was tough, and it was a little painful, but at the same time, you know, you want to do it for the guys as well. You know, and my brother's at home watching, and I'm out here with these guys that have been playing in the NFL for a long time and have taken much worse hits than I did today, and you know, so it's more so not for myself, but it's for the guys around you.
Hey, Cody, you had gotten to the point by halftime, and you get the ball at the start of the second half. What do you think with that offense in the third quarter?
Yeah, it was tough. You know, we were trying to get the running game going, and they were doing a great job of you know, containing us there and doing a great job in coverage. You know, and they were getting us in some third and longs, and we got to do a better job of winning on first and second down to set us up for, you know, some better chances on third down. But, you know, we also were playing the field position game, and I felt like through that stretch, and, you know, it seemed that we were always kind of getting backed up, or we were starting, you know, on our 20 or inside the 20. But there's no excuse. You know, we still got to put drives together like we did at the end of the half. You know, that was a great drive to build off of, and I wish we could have came out and had some more momentum going in the third quarter and throughout the third quarter going into the fourth. But you know, our guys kept fighting and they fought through it as much as they could. And unfortunately, we came up a little bit short. But like I said, we got to put together a full game and be more consistent.
When you got the ball down 15, did you know if you had scored a touchdown, you were going to go for two right there?
Yeah, I knew we had to go for two at some point, either that one or the next one, but I think just the way our offense was rolling, we had a really good rhythm on that drive, and we drove down the field and had worked on obviously two-point plays all week, and unfortunately, you know, we didn't convert there. But at some point, we had to go for two, you know, and I felt that was the right time as well. And Coach Jackson called it, and you know, we were rolling, we had a great rhythm going, and we drove down the field, and unfortunately, you know, we didn't convert, and that kind of hurt us there at the end. But you know, at some point, we were going to have to go for two, and like I said, you know, we had a great drive there, and I think the rhythm was going. We wanted to continue to go.
What happened on the two-point conversion play?
They just played it well. You know, we were hoping to get man coverage, and we had a fade to Terrell, and they played it well. They played off on him and dropped everybody underneath on that. And I tried to scramble, make something happen. Ricardo flashed open, but unfortunately, you know, they were kind of double-teaming TP, and they fell off on Ricardo. But, yeah, I mean, it's just they had a great call there, and they dropped into it.
When you said you worked on two-point plays all week, more than usual?
No, it's just when you have, you know, short yardage, goal line, you know, those type of situations, you always, you know, you want to work on your two or three two-point plays. And there, you know, it was an important two-point play, and unfortunately we didn't convert. But, yeah, I mean, that's why you work on it all week. And you know, you want to be – when you get in those situations, you want to convert. And, unfortunately, you know, they made us stop.
How much tougher does your job become when that right hand is
I think my job becomes maybe – I guess more important because they're low in the box and we're a good running team, and it puts more pressure on me, you know, to make those throws, to loosen them up. And that's something that you know, we've taken a lot of pride in, is we're a great running team. You know, we've run the football great, you know, these first 6 weeks. Obviously, like I said last week, you know, we had a little bit of a speed bump, but at the same time, that's a lot of it's on me. You know, I got to be efficient with the ball. I got to make the right throws. I got to, you know, get them to loosen up. That way they can play more zone. We can run the football. But, you know, they did a great job. They have a great front seven, and they played well. And you know, they had some great calls on defense, and, you know, a lot of it was on me to make some more plays in the pass game, you know, this week to hopefully loosen that up for, you know, the weeks to come.
There is thinking out there that if you go for one, and it's an eight-point game, it's still just one possession.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you go for two early miss, you got two possessions and, what, 2 minutes to go.
Yeah. I mean, but you have to go two-point. You have to go for two-point at some point, you know, and that's – the reality of it, if you're down 15, you know, you can't kick an extra point each time. You got to go for two, And at that time, like I said, we were rolling, and we should have converted. You know, I should have made a play, and I should have made a better throw. And, you know, that was a great call by Coach Jackson, and it's on me to execute the play. And, you know, they had, like I said, called a great defense on that play, and I tried to make something happen. But, you know, it's at the end of the day, you know, if we get that, then that's not the question. So you got to be able to convert on one of those, and that's on me. I got to execute that play, and we got to convert the two-point conversion.
Cody, what can you say about Pryor and the connection you had with him, especially?
Yeah, he's done a great job, and you know, I told him after the game, and a lot of the guys just said, I appreciate you guys, you know, not giving up on me and still fighting with me the whole time, and, you know, not checking out, you know, when we were down 15 and you know, in the fourth quarter, and those guys were in the huddle and locked in and excited, and we kept going, and, you know, they kept trusting me, and we kept making plays going down the field, and, you know, Terrell, Hawk, Ricardo made some great plays in this game, and, you know, for us, like I said, you just want to be able to finish and put a complete game together. But, you know, you can never question the heart of this football team and the way these guys fight.
Could you just talk a little bit about what you've been going through personally and how your brother's doing?
Yeah. My brother, yeah, he's doing better. He had a heart condition. And it was, you know, I with Mary, I did an article earlier this week. And, you know, it was just a proud thing for me. And I really appreciate that, too. And you know, just getting to talk about him. He's been, you know, through a lot in his life. And, you know, he had a heart condition last week, and you know, it scared me, and I was you know, very frightened about that. But they got on top of him in time. He's doing better, but he can't do anything for 2 months. You know, he misses football. He can't play football the rest of the time, and you know, it's just been tough on him. But you know, his name's Dylan, and I've been so proud of him, though, the way he's handled everything, and he hasn't complained. He hasn't, you know, gotten down or been depressed. He's been up and going to the games and going to practices, and you know, sitting there with his heart monitor on and doing as much as he can. So. That plays a big part, you know, in my role, and obviously, you know, I lost my grandma earlier this week, who was, you know, like another mom to me, and, you know, this is the first game that she didn't get to see me play, which was tough, but, yeah, it's just, you know, stuff that you can't control, and you just got to move on.
Good.
Yeah.
Thanks,
thank you.
I guess Terrell's talking.
Thank you.
I think.
I'll see my next.